Hi, it's really great to have you with us. I'm Rob Porter. My wife Heather and I have the amazing privilege of being the senior pastors at Kingdom Culture Church in Burpengary, Queensland. We have an incredible preaching team, and I hope that this message will encourage and bless you as you listen. Okay, so welcome everyone. Good to see you all. Everybody happy? Great. Okay, so Jasmine was really great in the giving message. She talked about the elephant in the room, and I want to shoot the elephant in the room. So I just want to make some very clear directions as senior pastors around. So in light of the Queensland government directives regarding lifting restrictions because of vaccination targets, that's what I want to address. And give some clear directions. So, I read a scripture. It says, so don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. Unbelievers. People that don't believe. People that don't know that there's a God. These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your Heavenly Father, those people who do know Jesus and do know the Father, already knows your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously. There's a big word there. And he will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. Matthew 6, 31, 34. Now, clearly we want to get on with legacy, but I really thought this is important. We are a praying church. And now we are a fasting church. When we need to be, we will be a church of action. Okay. We will love, support, and pastor everyone. So, I believe that nobody should be coerced into being vaccinated. It should always be a person's choice. Very clear on that. I believe that nobody should be browbeaten into remaining unvaccinated. It should always be the person's choice. Not quite as big a amen, however. Nobody should fear being ostracized for being vaccinated or remaining unvaccinated. This is the part I want to... I'm not talking politically, I'm talking as a pastor this morning and as a culture of this church, because I speak into the culture of this church. So when you walk through that door in the right way, this is my domain, and the part that I believe the Lord has given Heather and I to do is to speak into these issues. So why? Because of this. We must never be a church with two subcultures, one of vaccinated and one of unvaccinated, that are kept in their place by fear. Otherwise, the freedom that we're fighting for, the very freedom to choose, has already been polluted by fear. It says, and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. We are called to live righteously, every single one of us, vaccinated, unvaccinated, and everyone in between. All colours of the proverbial rainbow. Righteously, living right means a big word, meaning doing the right thing. Do the right thing. Hear the Holy Spirit on what you are to do. Hear the Holy Spirit on what you are to do. You can hear the Holy Spirit. We sang this morning, you have defeated all fear. So we will not live in communities of fear. I am fully aware that people are facing losing their jobs, businesses being closed. I'm not making light of it or just going, oh, well, here's a scripture, that'll do you. Not at all. We have to face things as they come. And I just want to be very clear that what we are called to do when we have conversations with one another is bring faith, bring hope, bring peace, and we need to end the conversation without polluting it with what we really think is you need to hear the Holy Spirit for yourself. We will face the government directives on December the 17th. We will make decisions then. At the moment, we will carry on as normal. And I believe after December the 17th, we will carry on as normal. Bang. Okay. Legacy. That's what we want, legacy. All right, in Exodus 3 and 5, the children of Israel are in Egypt, and God gives them a directive in Exodus 3, and he says, I want you to go and borrow all the gold and all the jewels from the Egyptians. He uses the word borrow from the Egyptians. Now, I don't know about you, but if I walked into your house, I said to Jesse Rose, I just want to borrow some of your diamonds forever. You would go, I think you're stealing them. But anyway, the Lord uses the word borrow. So what they do is the Lord sets it all up for them to leave Egypt, and they take, and the Egyptians are throwing jewels at them. They want them to go. But they give them all their jewelry, right? Okay, then we read in Exodus 35, I'll just read you this very quickly. It says, gather from among you an offering for God, receive on God's behalf what everyone is willing to give. This is to build the tabernacle. Or the temple, the place of meeting with God. So everyone in the community of Israel left the presence of Moses. Then they came back, everyone whose heart was roused, whose spirit was freely responsive, bringing offerings to God for building the tent of meeting, furnishing it for worship, and making the holy vestments. They came, both men and women, all the willing spirits among them, offering brooches, earrings, necklaces, anything made of gold, offering up their gold jewelry to God. And it goes on and goes on and goes on, and talks about a voluntary offering. The thing I want to bring out before I pass over to Pastor Fred is, one, God said you borrowed it, which is a really weird word, but what he was actually saying was, you're going to hold it for me, and then you're going to give it back to me so that you can build the church or the tabernacle or the place of meeting. And you see, what God has blessed us with in many ways in Australia in 2021 is finance. And now he's saying, hey, it never really was yours. You were sort of borrowing it because it's always mine. Because if you give me 10%, actually still that 90% is mine. I'm just lending it to you. And so what he was saying was, now is the time to come and build the house of God. And that's what I want to leave with you. I believe that we have two Vision Sundays a year. This is one of them. So this is a vision, because what happened when the Lord spoke about going into the land, he said, you will go into the land, and that was the vision. When they got to the land, he reiterated the vision and gave them a larger vision. So this Sunday, legacy offering, where we give above and beyond, it's not our tithing, it's not our weekly giving, it's above and beyond, where we generously give, is actually financing the vision that we have in February that will be coming, Vision Sunday, because God has got amazing things for this house. I tell you why I know it's going to be amazing, and I don't mean this in any way flattering, it's because of all you people here, because we have an amazing church family. We have an amazing church who are not going to be shackled by fear, are not going to be shackled by opinions of others, but actually hear the Holy Ghost, and we're going to love on each other, and we're going to help each other out. But this is one way we can do that. Is invest in the kingdom, see what God will do, because the future is not according to the Queensland government or any government. Communists, Greens, Liberals, Labor, and I can't think of any others, but God bless them all. The church moves in the environment of heaven, under the auspices of the kingdom of heaven, and kingdom finance is assured because we are part of that kingdom. So let's welcome to the stage Pastor Fred Porter as he comes and leads us in legacy.
Two, two, two. There we go. There we go. Come on. Praise the Lord. The smoothest entry of all time. Well, I don't know about you. I'm glad the elephant's dying in the corner. That's good. What a masterful transition from shooting elephants, political elephants, to the legacy of our church. Just brilliant, isn't it? I don't know about you, but I'm just so excited that we live under the jurisdiction of heaven. I just think that that's a comforting thought. I had some stressful moments this week, and then I thought about Batman. And there's this scene in Batman. What? There's a scene in Batman where the Joker does all this stuff and captures a Chinese accountant that's got lots of money. He does that thing with the pencil. I'm going to make a pencil disappear. You know, he does that thing. And then he goes to China, and Commissioner Gordon's really upset because he's like, he's gone to China. We can't extradite the Chinese. And then Commissioner Gordon goes, there's one man whose jurisdiction knows no end. And then it cuts to Batman jumping out over Hong Kong. And, it's awesome. And so the Joker's terrible mandates. Jesus is Batman. Praise God. So God's good. All right, I got 29 minutes and 48, 7, 6 seconds to talk to you about our legacy offering today. Are you with me? Yeah. Excited? So you will notice that you have a booklet, or you should have a booklet. Why don't you grab that booklet? Now, be super honest, how many of you have already read the entire thing? Brett, I saw you doing it. Dan, how did you even on sound? All right, well, that's okay. I won't say you've ruined the surprises, but you've ruined them a bit. But then it's just on you to get really amped as we go through them. And I don't know about you, but I just think, like Dad said, this is just such a brilliant day in the house. It's such a brilliant day to lean in, and this is good. See, I'm noticing a lot of you fanning yourselves with these booklets. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. So what we're going to do is we're going to... Wow, is it that hot? I'm in a jacket. Calm down. Yeah, I thought I should dress nice. Dad was like, don't wear sneakers and like a scoop neck. And so I've tried to pretty myself up. Praise the Lord. Why don't you open this booklet to page 1. We've got a message from our senior pastors. I'm going to read that to you. We can read along together. In our heads, not all together. It's that time of the year again to honor God with our offering above, with our over and above gift. Maybe I should try and read like Mum. At KCC, we call this our legacy offering. Yeah! It's where we stop and take stock of our lives. We look back over the year that has been and give thanks with grateful hearts. So from the abundance of God's financial blessing into the future of our church in the new year and beyond. In 2022, we have exciting new goals and plans for this growing church. These are detailed in this booklet. Please join us, our pastors and leaders, in building the vision God has put on our hearts and be part of this thriving, vibrant local church family and giving from your heart out of the overflow of God's daily love to you. We are blessed to be a blessing. You know, my mum would always say that when we were doing stuff I didn't want to do. There was a lovely lady who's gone to be with Jesus now called Mrs. West. And Mrs. West was great. And Mum would make me, I just heard our senior pastor go, oh, scary. My mum would make me go to like her house and weed and garden. And that's all right, you know, pastor's kid doing the stuff. It was the stories she would tell. She would tell stories about every medical issue going on in her body. And she was very graphic. And me and Dave and Jonathan, we would be there like weeding her garden while she talks about UTIs and different things like that. And then Mum would bustle over and be like, okay, Isabel, that's great. Come on inside. But I'd be on the way home. I'd be like, Mum, that sucked. And she'd be like, well, Fredo, we're blessed to be a blessing. She would also use it when I was like mowing their yard. I was like, I don't know if you could use it here. But we are, aren't we? We're blessed to be a blessing. And one of the best things we can do in any time, because times have always been turbulent because of sin, is to look at the cross and to look at our life and go, how can we be a blessing? Whether we're here for a long time or a short time, because not every day is guaranteed, how can we bless and pour out? I think one of the things I know I'm going to think when I get to heaven, which is hopefully in 30, 60 years, I'd like to go at 90, I think, be a good age, is I think I'm going to get to heaven and go, I wish I blessed more people, because nothing else really mattered. How was that? Turn over with me to the next page. Oh, there's a lovely photo of Mum and Dad there at Ocean View Winery. Just absorb that. Praise the Lord. Page number 4, the why. I wrote this. I think it's quite good. I hope it's quite good. Let's read it together in our heads. 1 Corinthians 3:6-8. This is the Apostle Paul speaking. I planted, Apollos watered, but God, someone say God.
God.
Praise the Lord. Was causing the growth. So then neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything. Oh. But God who causes the growth. Now the one who plants and the one who waters are one. Wow, that's amazing. But each will receive his own reward according to his own labor. I love that whether it is generations before our parents setting us up, whether it is right now today in this church, or whether it's in 20 years when this church is 3,000 strong, has campuses across Queensland and beyond, and they sow it their legacy offering, we're one. We've come together, but God gets the glory. I'm just going to read some words I wrote last week. It says, Paul is speaking to the church in Corinth, really sums up the why of our legacy offering. It is us, all of us, right here, right now, saying we'll play our part. Legacy speaks to the future of others, to our past, and to what we leave behind. We are aware that it is not dollars and cents that build the kingdom, but God breathing on faith-filled, selfless, trusting hearts. Hearts that says, I can give to them a city because the city will not go to their heads because I have their hearts. Sure, an element of this is immediate upgrade and comfort and putting out a welcome mat for our region. But more than this, it is a stake in the ground and a declaration that Moreton Bay would know the name of Jesus and that a part of it will be due to the ripple effect of KCC. So why do we give to legacy? In some ways, it's simply us wanting to practically expand and upgrade our welcome mat. In a deeper way, it's to grow in our own personal trust of the Lord and remove unhealthy dependency on money. But at its core, it's because we do not want to hold the line, just hold the line. We want to see a generational citywide impact, redemption and lift, and a revival in our lifetime. So today, be encouraged. You may be planting, and your kids may one day be the people watering, but God will be the one who impacts this region. Don't miss your chance to water the seedlings of revival. And I think that, thanks, it's very kind. Thank you for the spattering of applause. I think it's, once again, talking about the elephant in the room. So my wife, who is unwell today, she might lose her job in 3 weeks. You know, praying it doesn't because, you know, God can turn around press releases. He did it in Babylon. He did it in Egypt. He's very good at it. But did I think to myself when we had that discussion, should I change the amount I'm giving to legacy? You bet I thought about it. You thought I was going to be like, no, I didn't just think about it. I vocalized that thing. I was like, babe, maybe we should halve it. It's quite a big number. And when I made that decision in conjunction with the Lord as the head of this household, I thought you'd have a job. I was praying yesterday and I was like, Lord, I knew the answer, but I was hoping I could twist his arm, do a Moses or an Abram with Sodom and Gomorrah, you know, like just like a little bit less. And I was like, should I change my legacy offering? And he literally said to me, if you want to be hypocritical to the own blurb you wrote. Yeah. So I've been disobedient. I've halved it. Let's move on. So turn with me to page, yeah, that's right, double it. Turn with me to page six, moving on. Oh, well, page five is room makers, and that's just really important. Lovely photo of my wife. Good choice there, Sam Thompson. But important to have our vision focused for the year, because what better way to make room for God in our hearts and in our lives and in our legacy than with our finances? It says, where your money is, there your heart is also. So to make room for God in your heart, which is where he dwells, let's show him our location with money. Turn with me to page six. There's a picture of Dan Rainer holding up a tile. It says, prepare your hearts. Page seven. Okay. So here we've got the building up of the house. So we've got the Kingdom Culture Ministry College, which is so exciting. Praise the Lord. Overseen by Pastor Caleb, and Pastor Jasmine's on that team as well. That's going to be brilliant. And we've also got the Kingdom Kids Ministry, which is very, very exciting. Now, in terms of a church our size and what we're doing with the college and kids, $7,000 is nothing. And what I mean by that is it's money and it's valuable, but to be giving the college, which had an interest night of 60 people and 30-something further sign-ups, to give them $3,500 to give it a facelift is nothing. And obviously, we believe our kids are the future. Well, they are the future. And so we just, but if you want details, come and speak to me after. It's facelift, it's practical comfort, it's also the ability to make it work as a kids' facility, and then on Monday nights and Tuesday, a college room. So that's what that is. And we're really excited for that. Be praying into those ministries, hey. It's so exciting. Next year, okay, just quickly, I'm espresso elated about the first quarter of next year. Okay, we have got vision. I don't want to miss anything now, but just bear with me. So we've got like a prayer and fasting, which is going to be incredible. It's going to be incredible. Hey, if you're worried about the government, prayer and fasting, that's our thing. That's what we do. And then we've got Vision Month leading into celebration. Right after that, we've got our college launching, which is going to be incredible. So excited about that. And then we've got a bunch of other stuff, which I'll talk about later. Then we've got conference, which is going to be wild. Got Pastor Darlene Check coming. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. I can't get there. I can't get there. Sugar dish, sugar dish, sugar dish. So, okay, stop. You're now in rebellion. So, it's going to be amazing. I've got Pastor Corey Turner, prophetic power. It's going to be brilliant. I am so excited about quarter one of next year, and that's not part of my notes. Okay, who's feeling good so far? I'm feeling good. We're probably going to need a third service in the first quarter of next year. Man, it is exciting. It is happening. It is just brilliant. And like Dad said, we are so proud of you as a church because, you know, I was with Pastor Dave Hall the other day and I was telling him a bit about what we're doing and he's like, hey, pass on to your parents. This isn't normal. He's like, I'm going to make, because he preaches at mega churches because you're a big deal. And he goes there and he's like, they're all rebuilding and having a bit of a tough time. It's not that we haven't had our challenges, but I just feel like we're in a slipstream of faith and momentum, and it is exciting. And in light of that slipstream of faith and momentum, could you welcome Pastor Dad again to come and talk about Building Fund? Building Fund.
Okay, I left my jacket and my glasses, but that's okay. So, I love what Fred was saying about the, thank you very much, the college. I'll tell you why. Because we're going to be, part of legacy is putting aside money for a building fund.
Pumped.
Thank you. And you should be pumped because it's a two-pronged approach. One is we need people to be foundational in the kingdom, in the church. So what we want to do is get them into Bible college, ministry college, so that actually they can turn what is kind of up here down to a heart and a head experience. Yeah. And it becomes reality in their lives. And we're seeing people discipled and so on. But then we also need to recognize that we're a growing church. And Fred alluded to the three services. I just want to just give a quick what we mean by that is. So what we've decided, when we get to a certain figure of services, morning and night, we will then go to three services. So we're not just going to randomly do it. We will watch the numbers. But we're very close to doing that. The building fund is hugely important because what I'm seeing it is actually a seed of faith that we're sowing and putting in the ground. We will also set that money aside and then you are well able to give through the year to that. You'll be able to say, hey, this is for the building fund. That's not redirecting your giving because that defeats the object. It's if you want to, as in weekly giving, monthly giving, but if you want to see that fund grow and then we will see where we're going to go in God. So watch this space. We're very excited about that. We're going to do everything cautiously and with heavenly wisdom by the Holy Spirit. Pray for us as God leads us. We believe it's sort of 1 to 2 years away before we actually see that happen, but that's what we're going to start saving towards. We believe it's a Holy Ghost initiative. Let's go for it as a church, not just a leadership. Amen? Amen.
Hold on. Not you, Dem. Our senior pastor just said that in 1 to 2 years, we might look at custom building a building or buying land. Let's be pumped. Praise the Lord. Exciting. Okay, so moving along in the booklet, we have $7,000 of auditorium upgrades. Sounds very intense. It's not. It's a fresh coat of paint and soundproofing. Finally going to be black. Anyway. Praise the Lord. So that's going to be great. And then soundproofing obviously is important from a sound perspective, which is going to be great. Move along to senior pastor's office and counselling room. None of our staff have ever had an office, which is totally fine. These days, it's actually great just being out with the people. But we have found that marriage counselling, because of the type of church we are, deliverance. We actually, at the start of the year, had like 4 or 5 people set free of demonic influences, which we love. There was nowhere to take them because we don't really want to take someone that's oppressed of the devil in while people are breastfeeding. It's awkward. It's traumatic. You know, it's just not what we want. praise the Lord. Although, maybe we could expose the young'uns to a bit of the Pentecostal stuff, you know? So what we're going to do is we're going to turn that far room up the back there near the merchandising stand. The first room of it is going to be a counselling, marriage counselling prayer room for people. And then the office, the next room will be an office for our senior pastors to pray, prep, meet, which is really, really important. And Harmony and Sam have done a great job at doing a really great budget for that. And I'm sure you guys know this, but on stuff we can, there's certain things you can't, like sound gear and stuff, you can't look for cheap and go for deals, but on things like office furniture and stuff, you can. So just rest assured, we are not going to West Elm. We are going to trusty places like Gumtree, Kmart, and if we're feeling a bit naughty, IKEA. So, praise the Lord, that's going to be great. Okay, so we've also decided to go after a new website. So we're so thankful to Paris for all the work she did on her website, she's amazing. She really did it. Her words, with like no training, she just learnt on the job, which is brilliant. But we think it's time to really upgrade that, make it user-friendly for phones, make it a bit more excellent in what we're trying to do. And also our church is in a different season now. So that's really important. It really is like a digital welcome mat. Like it or lump it, people go on websites. Caitlin Freeman was telling me that on the week the album came out, 4,000 people visited our SEO, visited our website, which is good, and it stressed us all out a little bit. So we're going to go after a new one, and if you know anything about website development, often new websites are between 30 to 50, and so we are looking at some different quotes, but we feel we've got some good professionals who are going to give us a great Christian deal, because they're also Christians. They're not unchristian. Then they looked at us and like, you're Christian, we'll give you a deal. That would be awesome, though. So that's exciting. It also, just small things, we'll be able to send links to your friends and just know that it really has all the information. Easy to see what dinner parties are on, when family parties, going to have a church calendar, good bios, easy to see podcasting and YouTube videos. So it's going to be great. Praise the Lord. Okay. Next one, Econ. Okay. So... That one is so easy to get across the line. Everyone's like, take all of my money. Okay, so our building right now, Rachel did some research and got a professional in to do a consult for us. And right now, if we have between 150 to 200 people in the building, we need our HVAC, HVAC, to be 66, and it's currently 44 with the aircon. So that is why you are all doing this. So we've got a quote. It came in just under budget, which is great. That'll be done before our Christmas services, which is awesome. And it'll take us from, it's great. And that'll take us from 44 HVAC to 70 HVAC. So that's great. So that means even if we have a full Christmas services, which we will, Pastor Desmond's going for it, and when we have conference and honestly, like 30 more people on a Sunday will fill us, that means we'll be able to keep everyone cool and comfortable, and that is important. So that's going to be really, really good. Okay, chairs. Sorry, a bit fiddly here, all the little things, but there's not much of a sell here. We need more chairs. Yep, great. So at conference, we had to use these little plastic chairs, which aren't ideal. And also, we don't really want to, when college starts, every week be taking 30, 40 chairs from here into there, back and forth. We want to be able to set things up the right way and set our service teams up well, which will be great. So we need to do that. Great. All right, turn the page over. Everyone good? Okay. So now we have upgrading our connection facilities. So our connection facilities is our foyer, our cafe, our Hello Hub, and the outdoor area out there. So that equates to like $2,500 each, which once again, I'm not saying it's no money, but it's a small amount for areas where we connect with new people, where we meet new families. We want to do something about the outdoor area to cool it down, put an awning. There's lots of stuff we want to do, but that's what that is. Why? Upgrading our connection facilities, we believe, opens the door to new relationships forming and deeper connections throughout the church. We would like to, in time, get this facility to a place where you can hang out for lunch and it's not uncomfortable, or there's only a hot option. And so we, to do that in full would be a fair bit, but we want to just start the stepping stones of that. Now, a lovely picture of Lily and Scully there. Praise the Lord. Okay, production and worship. Who loves KCW? Yeah. Great. So what I'm going to do here is, because I know that there's certain personality types that love to know everything, and when we say you can come and look at our books at any time, what we mean by that is you can come and look at our books at any time. So you can ask that. Also, if you just want to know what that money's being spent on, you can chat to Pastor Jess. But in essence, we actually haven't been a big boy church in this area for a long time. We've borrowed equipment. We've had people lend us equipment. We've gone on with broken equipment. Does anyone remember the intensive piano situation for a couple of weeks where it was possessed? So we got rid of that. But unfortunately, we had to do it in the mother's room and it traumatized a kid. So that was full on. But we want to do that. And what we decided to do, me, Sam and Brad, was just talk about some of the stats because, I'll read the stats and I'll tell you why. So some fun facts, 8 million online music streams. We've been streamed in 100 countries. We have 24,000, think about how many people that is, followers. We have 13,000 daily streams on average. And we have 100,000 individual listeners listen to our stuff every month. So... yeah, amazing. Why is that important to talk about? Because I know that Pastor Jesse and Pastor Rob and Heather are looking at trying to do a lot more stuff in the house, right? From a sound perspective. And so we want to actually platform our Sundays really well. And we also want to invest finance in things that we own afterwards, not just rent things and have a great night. We actually want to slowly but surely accumulate things so that we can actually do what we want to do in-house, which will be great. Because when you actually add up all the things we've rented and venues we've hired over the years, we probably could have bought a lot of stuff. We had to do it because of the season we're in. But so that's that. If you want more details, harass Pastor Jessica. Okay. Everyone good? We're almost done. We've got 9 minutes. We're powering through. See, I see my brother up the back with his child there and he just rubbed his forehead because it's so hot. We're going to get air cons for you, bro. He didn't know I was talking to him, so it didn't go that well. But that's okay. Still doesn't. All right. The staffing. Okay, so the entire staffing package we want to raise today is $60,000. Whoa, that's a lot. It's for 4 new staff members. So just to, once again, I'm not wanting to treat anyone like they don't know, but you might not know if you're in law or you're in other fields, you might not know how ministry works. People in ministry, they're paid for, let's say they're paid one day, they work 3. And that's not a martyrdom thing. It's just you work, unless you're a mega church, you can just go, here's $55,000 salary. People just are on token wages and no one's a martyr because they said their yes to Jesus. I said my yes to Jesus. So that's not a guilt thing, but it's we as we grow as a church. And this is the hard part about being senior pastors and a board of directors is you have to go, okay, Lord, what plate are we lifting? Which one are we doing? And so we think that with the growth we're seeing, we want to put 4 more staff. So you're getting 4 staff for $60,000, less than $20,000 each across heaps of departments, which if you know anything about finance, that's nuts. So let's talk about the new staff or the staff that are getting a bump. So Pastor Caleb Shepherd, come on. Just brilliant. I want to shout this guy out. This guy is me and Pastor Robin Heather's Rock of Gibraltar. I don't know if he'd want me talking about this, but I'm going to. He is on one day a week, and he probably works 3. We pay him for technically 8 hours. He probably works 20-something or more in a week. And so he's never complained, but we actually think that we're a big enough church to lift that up a level. We got some fun facts. Let's have a look at that. He's bad at mathematics. I didn't write these. He did. He doesn't actually know Hebrew or Greek. Is that true? Not the whole language, right. He hates spicy food, okay? He's studying his master's degree. That's important, isn't it? I guess if you're running a college. When he was first saved, he spoke in tongues before he knew what that meant. So he thought it was called speaking in teeth. No, he didn't. He has worked in a factory, a warehouse, as a bartender. That was pre-Jesus. Yeah, because if you're a bartender, you can't love the Lord, apparently. He's been in hospitality. He's been in retail. He's worked as a telemarketer, as a farmhand. I would pay money. I would pay money to watch you being a farm one day. Okay. He got expelled in grade 11, which, how interesting. God, he's about to oversee a college. God's cool, hey. Served in church for 14 years. He'll be operating as our executive pastor, our college coordinator, and he's my YA assistant pastor. And so he does a lot across the life of the church, and so we'll be putting him on another day a week to facilitate that. Hopefully we will be, so, you know, help us out. So that's going to be brilliant. So, and once again, I just want to reiterate for you guys, you are more than, to put it crudely, you are more than getting your bang for buck. These people work really hard. And yeah, if you want to come and see me about what our hourly rate is, come and see me. You will be astounded. And not in a good way. Okay, the second one, page 11. Pastor Jasmine Taylor-Johns. Amazing. So she is the eldest of five. She has been a youth pastor. She has been a chaplain. She loves renovation shows. What are your favorites? Can't say the block. Outside of the block.
The Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Chip and Joanna Gaines. Are you speaking in tongues? I don't know what's going on. So she loves renovation shows. She enters every giveaway on Instagram. She does. The amount of time I've been tagged in like baby stuff, I'm like, stop using me. Okay, her favorite meal is pad thai. Because she's a white girl. I'm just kidding. Sorry. She's Anna's favorite meal is pad thai. It's one of my favorite. I'm a white girl. One of my favorite meals is try and climb out of the hole. She's an ENFJ, is her Myers-Briggs. She has a diploma of music, an advanced diploma of ministry, and is one subject away from her bachelor's of ministry. She used to have a YouTube channel. Do anything you can to get that up tonight. Michael, I give you, you need to go home right now. Do it. Get that up tonight and then do a collab with Dan Rayners. Be brilliant. So she's going to be operating as our college assistant coordinator, helping pastor the students, helping them. She has a great wealth of theological knowledge. She's obviously also a worship leader and she'll be also the up the line overseer for our kids ministry. She's an incredible woman of God. She's been a pastor for 3 years unpaid at this church. So let's get her paid, eh? Great. So she'll be coming on one day. We love you, Jazz. Thanks for all you've sacrificed. Craig in the mother's room, we love you. Thanks for making a way for your wife and working hard. We really appreciate it. Amazing. Okay. This super spiritual looking individual you see before you is Sam Thompson. He has been attending KCC since 2015. He would define himself as a chess grandmaster. A little bit self-serving, but I love the confidence. He loves sport. His favourite teams are Chelsea and the Toronto Raptors. He's been serving in KCC for 4.5 years. His favourite band outside of KCW, that's pandering, is Coldplay. Have they released anything recently? Did they? Did they do that one? I used to rule the world. That's a good song, man. His favourite colour is blue. His Enneagram type is 2-wing 3. He has worked in hospitality for 8 years. I think he might even work for some people here. Who knows? And he is the third best FIFA player at Kingdom Culture Church behind Fred Porter and Jacob Mann. Cody, I don't want to hear it. You've been trash lately. So he's amazing. He's stepped in the role of CD. He's our creative director. Honestly, the amount of plates this boy juggles is crazy. From graphics team to video to creative to conferences to events to all the things. I've probably missed some. Hasn't complained once, but we want to put him on one day, which isn't really enough, but that's where we're at. And we're also a church that would prefer to put multiple people on a couple of days than even raise like the exec's wage or our senior pastor's wage. We just believe that many hands make lighter work. And so that's the model we want to roll with, and so we'd love you to support us in that. So that's Sam Thompson. All right, we are almost done. I might get the band guys to get ready. Blake and Ash, come on. Look at these guys. They are getting married next week. Samuel Major, how are you? That guy makes my soul so happy. Anyway, which actually with Sam here, that would make you the fourth best FIFA player. Yeah. So Blake and Ash have been together since high school. They would define themselves as opposites attract. Their go-to binge TV show is Chicago Med. Okay. Is that like a Grey's Anatomy kind of spin-off? No. Okay. Don't worry about it. So their dream holiday is the Greek Isles. Ash can't live without a hard copy of Peter Pan. I love that the type of book is specified. One day they hope to open a book exchange coffee shop. That's cool. Should do it in our new building in like 3 years. Like a community outreach thing. I have to check with the boss, but it sounds good. Even though Ash is allergic, Blake keeps native bees. Hey, Blake, that's not very nice, bro. That's like Caleb having a dog, even though Rachel breaks out in hives. Ash, are you okay? Oh, that's not convincing. No, they're a great couple. We trust them implicitly. They love a good dance class. They have run a kids ministry before in a paid capacity in an ACC church. They're excited for the future of KCC. So we've honored Sandra and Alistair before, but we honor what they have done and what they've built in Kingdom Kids. Absolutely. And we're excited for their cafe, Xander's in North Lakes. Go check it out. But this is a season where... coming into next year, Blake and Ash are going to be running our kids ministry, and Blake's going to be on one day a week, and Ash is going to be a teacher. So they're a great team. We're really excited for what they're going to bring. We're going to have kids church morning and night as a Vision Sunday next year, which will be great for the parents. And we're just really excited with where they're going, and we're really excited for them to be married next week. So we love them a lot, and we're excited to see where this goes. Amen. Great, I have 11 seconds. So, last and definitely not least at all, in fact, we wanted to leave you with this, is we want an outreach account. So we want an outreach account, and I'll just read what I've written here, for $20,000 in there at all times, a dedicated account for needs relating to our community and beyond. We want to have the ability to support people in our community and the region without taking from our surplus. The ability to help with family units, medical bills, single parents, tragedy, outreach, and outreach events is a vital part of our church's DNA. And obviously we all know the verse in James 1:27, pure and undefiled religion before God and Father is this, to look after the orphans and the widows in their distress. And so what we've had to do, and it's fine because it's where we've been, is a need comes through and Pastor Rob and the board, we have to decide, like, do we have the ability to do that right now? Because actually, as a church, we are a church, we're also a business, so we cannot trade insolvent. So while we might want to give someone $10,000 for their cancer treatment, we actually have to raise funds for it. And what this will do is will give us the ability to just bless quickly. And obviously we hope that there's no tragedy or issues within our church family. But if it does happen, we can go, hey, we're going to meet that need. We're going to come in. And if I can, Dad wouldn't say this, but Dad doesn't have to go, okay, do I take a certain amount out of surplus, which will affect our long term and our wages and this, that, and the other. Which once again, it's not bad to be in that spot. We just don't want to stay there. And so we want to make sure we do that. So, which brings us to a grand total of $170,000. Yeah. It's a lot of money. But he's a big God. He's a big God. And I honestly believe that what we do today, I believe it steps on the neck of the devil and says, stuff you and your fear-mongering and your stupid plans and your Babylonian political spirit, we know where our help comes from. And whether we're in the furnace, or whether we are in the palace, or whether we're in the prison, or whether we're in between, we know that God is where our supply and provision comes from. I'm going to give more. I'm going to give just to spite you, devil. I'm going to give just to build. And so I believe that today, lean into God, trust Him. I'm a bit nervous too. Is that okay? Can I be real? I'm a bit nervous about the amount I'm giving, because my logic centers kick in, right? And if she's unemployed, which she won't be because I've got faith, but she did, what would happen? And then what will we do? And then, you know, we'll get pregnant next year. And then, we're not advocating being silly. We're not advocating, just take it all. We're advocating, God, what are you calling me to today? What are you saying to my spirit? I would encourage you, don't give less than what God says, and don't give more. Just give what He says. Amen.
Thanks so much for taking the time to listen to today's message. Our hope is that you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. If not, we'd like to invite you to begin your journey with Him today. When we read Scripture, we see that sin separates us from God, but that our relationship with God is restored by salvation through Jesus Christ. This happens because God gave Jesus His Son to die in our place, to deal with the sin problem, and He rose again so that we can have eternal life with Him. If we believe in our hearts and confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord, we can know salvation today. If you're ready to do that and turn from a life of sin, then pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Saviour. Amen. If you've prayed this prayer for the first time today, we would love to know and reach out to you and support you. So please contact us at hello@kingdomculturechurch.com.au.